Hello and welcome to the Wild Minds podcast with me, your host, Joe Farrell. In this podcast, we'll be covering people's mentality, how we can help the environment, and people's mental health. We'll understand how people coped in difficult situations and how people managed to overcome the challenges they were faced with in life. If you'd like to keep up to date with the podcast, follow us on Instagram at wildminds.uk and on Facebook at wildminds.uk. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
All right, Wild Minds Nation, we're back with another podcast. And this week, I had my boy with me, Christian Summers. How are we doing, Summers, today?
Yeah, not bad, man, not bad. Glad to be on.
You've been on this fitness thing for a long time. I think the listeners need some inspiration from you. So, how's life been in lockdown and stuff like that? How have you been getting on?
Yeah, not bad, really. To be honest, lockdown were good for me, and it was good for my business as well, really.
Yeah.
So the first one, I actually... Because we got kind of, all personal trainers got kind of thrown in deep end. It happened, lockdown happened on a Friday. It was like, that day during the Friday, it was like, right, gyms are shut tomorrow.
Yeah. It was just an instant thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I literally just moved into my first house about 2 months earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, oh, shit. So I thought, right, I need to make this work somehow. And it wasn't until about 2 weeks into that first lockdown where I were kind of remember being sat on settee with Penny, and she was like, oh, you might have to get a job at Sainsbury's, or
it's a normal one, it's a tied over.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I was like, nah, not me.
It's not you. You've done fitness, you've done this gym stuff since we were like kids. That's all you've ever done, man.
In my head, I was like, if I don't manage to make it work during this lockdown, I failed, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I put that pressure on myself then, it made me like just do so much better. Like I started learning a lot about business and how to like do my social medias better. And that was kind of like the game changer for me, just basically doing my social media a lot better and having like a target audience rather than just posting about stuff I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And that were a game changer. So the first lockdown actually helped me. And then the second one, again, I was well prepared for it. So it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, you say like the first lockdown, it's like a self-reflection thing.
Yeah.
You know, like thinking, like deeper thinking, instead of being all in the world's fast in it, so instead of being in the fast, normal world, like everything slowed down, you could get your thoughts together and realise what you need to do better.
Yeah, it was good. And I suppose like as well, because a lot of people in that first lockdown, I didn't really have time to prepare clients either for it.
Yeah.
It was like no one really bought into no one bought into the Zoom sessions or anything like that.
Yeah.
So like I had an immediate drop off in how much time I had of actual one-to-one clients. So yeah, I had a lot more time to think, and I think a lot of people did, didn't they? So it was like,
yeah.
It was crazy really, but it was good for me, which is a bit selfish because obviously it's a shit thing going on, but it was good for me in the long term.
It's like with a Wild Minds thing, it's like this only became a thing because of COVID. That's it. There was no other reason that I like pushed towards this direction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, literally it was being stuck in the house and stuff and thinking I need to get out, I need to do something. So like one thing led to another, doing all this different stuff. And then this has come around because of COVID, because I've been stuck inside and then figuring out how I feel better is by getting out and doing stuff and then trying to give the information to other people so they can get out and start doing stuff as well. So it's like a motivation thing for people, really.
Yeah, that's awesome. That makes sense as well, because it's like you say, I suppose you have time to reflect and look upon yourself kind of thing. And it was the same with my brother as well. Like he really got back to what he actually enjoyed.
Yeah.
So obviously, you're forced to not spend. You don't spend during the first lockdown. Our majority of us didn't spend time with people you normally spend time with.
Yeah.
You don't end up doing like your normal. I didn't anyway. Neither did my brother. You didn't end up doing like the normal things that you do with other people. And you kind of sometimes a lot of the things you do, you only do them because you're in the habit of doing them with other people. Not because it's actually something that you're about. But no, that's sick. I didn't realise it was just in lockdown when you started it.
Yeah,
seems like you've been doing it for a while, but I suppose it's just because you're fucking killing it.
Yeah, mate, I just shut up with it. That's it. I'm just trying to engrave it on people's brains.
It's definitely working.
Yeah.
Definitely working, mate. I've seen a few of the Wild Minds bottles in the gym as well, kicking about.
Yeah, I like that.
Newton came in with his.
Yeah. I need to get them going again, to be fair. I haven't done it for a while.
Yeah, I need one, man.
I know. That's me being lazy, probably getting sidetracked by other stuff.
So I need to get booted out. The good.
Yeah, I'll get back on it with them. With you being a PT and stuff like that, why do you reckon people give up on the training and stuff? Because I know what I think is that it, I don't know, it's just like a no end goal for some people. They just don't see the end goal. They don't want to work towards something. But from your perspective of being inside the gym, why do you reckon people just call it a day on it?
So, like, there's a few ways I could answer this. Like, the first thing that comes to mind is people don't want it bad enough. But that's kind of like the easy answer. I think one answer for this that I've kind of banged on about before in previous posts on my social media is people don't really identify the reason why they're
doing it. They want to make a change.
Yeah, they don't really identify the reason why. Or, like, kind of, they might identify it just for a small period of time and it might make them feel a certain way.
Yeah.
But then they don't really properly talk about it or understand the reason why they felt a certain way. So, for example, if someone comes to me and they say, right, Christian, I want to just look a bit bigger in my T-shirt on weekend, you know what I mean, when I'm out with the boys. Really, what that means is I feel a bit self-conscious about the way I look. I'm not happy with the way I look right now, and I want to feel more confident about myself. And, like, that's the real reason why.
This thing
on top's just kind of like, it's just surface level stuff, do you know what I mean?
It's like they don't admit the real hard reason. People don't want to talk again. That's going back to the same thing, isn't it?
Exactly, that's it. Especially with blokes. And I think they might feel like that at first. They might feel like not as confident, and they'll come in because of that, and they'll get started because of that. But because they don't really speak about it, I think that's another reason why it probably doesn't keep them going, because they're not open with themselves as well, of saying, the reason why I'm doing this is because I want to feel more confident about myself.
Yeah, I say to people all the time that, like, people train the body to get big, get strong, but they don't want to train the mind to, like, open up about the reasons why and strengthen the mind. It's all they want to strengthen the body. That's it. It's like it's just an ego thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's the thing of end of day. I believe that, like, everyone's reason to train ultimately comes down to a feeling.
Mm.
So, like, I think it ultimately does come down to a feeling. It's just making people realize that that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
As in, like, it's easy to make people realize it once you get speaking to him or when to actually speak to him, but it's just having that conversation sometimes. And I think that's why people, coming back to the motivation thing, I think that's why people drop off, because they just don't ultimately hold that reason why in, like, a high regard and speak about it. And, I mean, basically identify the reason why I want to train is because of something a bit deeper. I think the people that hold training to, they hold that reason why a bit higher up, and they actually speak about it, and they're more aware of it, they end up sticking with it more and actually reaching the goals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say it's easy to give up, innit? It's like the same thing as being negative with stuff. It's easy to do it. So easy to give up, so easy to negative.
Especially in the UK, man. Fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah, serious.
People like, one, I don't know about you, but one that gets me and it does my head in is when, so, you know, obviously it rains in, like, Huddersfield in England, like, 90% of the time.
Yeah, 24/7.
And you'll be like, you'll see someone outside that you know well or something. You'll be like, you're right, mate, how's it going? And you're like, oh, yeah, weather's miserable. And I'm no, the weather's just the weather.
Yeah, serious.
Do you know what I mean? How does that affect your mood?
It's people let the littlest things, just is like the small things at the start of the day will ruin people's day. I talked to someone the other day about the news. It's like, it comes to the same thing. Like, they said they don't watch the news anymore. So they said, good morning, Britain's on when you wake up. And it's just negative stuff. People shouting at each other. And then last thing before you go to bed, you watch the 10 o'clock news and it's just people shouting at each other again and just negative stuff. So it's the same with the weather. It's like, you just don't take it into account. Don't watch the news. Don't take this stuff into account and your days would be so much better.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't really watch the news.
Trust me, I used to watch it, mate. It's stressful watching the news. It's stressful, mate. Get you all worked up, man.
I don't watch it at all, man. I'm actually probably a bit ignorant to, like, what's going on sometimes. But
it's probably the best way sometimes, man.
Yeah, it's, I think for me, just sticking... What's like helped me, like, stay mentally, like, with it kind of thing is just being focused on what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, to be fair, I understand when people do, like you say, when people do, like, watch the news all the time and that, and they do get, like, people get more anxious and worked up and stuff. Because, I don't know, maybe it's because it's, like, something out of their control that's going on and it's, like, a negative thing, like you say. But for me, I just, right or wrong, I always just throw myself into stuff that I'm interested in and then I just seem to be okay anyway.
Trust me, I think finding stuff that you're interested in, got little passions about, it'll make life so much better because you just throw yourself into it and you're constantly thinking about it, you're thinking up new ideas and stuff. I think it's a good thing to get into. People give up on the hobbies and stuff when they get older because they've got real adult stuff to do. But I think if you've got your little side hobby and all this and you keep looking at that, make your day so much better.
Yeah, man. I think, I kind of, without sounding like patronising, I kind of feel sorry for people that don't have...
yeah,
a hobby or a passion or something they're into.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I suppose it's,
people be scared of trying new stuff as well. That's a problem.
Yeah, true. And I get that as well. I suppose you've got two hobbies now, aren't you? So rugby and this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's mad, really.
It's I think hobbies are great ways for people to. I think social media has helped with hobbies as well. Because imagine back in the day, you think, oh, I want to start doing archery or something, just something random. But
something mad.
And you did, but you won't want to just go to an archery place because you don't know all about it. But now you think about social media and stuff, I can put in on my phone on Facebook, archery groups, Huddersfield, and then something will come up for it.
Yeah, true.
So I think social media is helping people out that kind of way and stuff like that.
Yeah, true. There definitely is the positives to it.
Yeah. So it's like, if someone wants to try, I think now, like for years, I've been thinking, I want to try something new, but I just wouldn't do it. Because I'm thinking, I don't want that person, someone thinking that I'm doing this for, and just people thinking mad stuff about you. But now I'm just thinking, yo, I want to do it. I'm doing it. That's it.
Yeah, I got through it, man.
Yeah, 100%, man.
I think some of that comes with like age as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Just being able to just say, fuck it, I don't actually care what people think anymore.
Yeah, once you lose your ego, once your ego's gone, your life's just so much better, man. Just do your thing.
Yeah, man. Definitely feel better for it.
What are you working on at the minute? Are you doing powerlifting?
Yeah, so I'd say even though my majority of client base and what my PT business is aimed at the minute is like general population, people that want to just get a bit stronger, lose fat, gain confidence. My actual thing that I'm into personally is powerlifting, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
No good at it yet.
No good, but I've seen some weights being moved around on your videos, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so I did my first competition in 2018.
Yeah.
And that actually went really well. Like, I hit all the numbers I wanted to hit. And then 2019, I had a couple injuries, a few things that kind of held me back. And I don't feel like the progress hasn't been made that I want to make. But I'm right now, I've got like a really good handle on how I need to train for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very easy once you get into something, once you like put pressure on yourself, it's very easy to like, all of a sudden it becomes harder for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
The first time doing powerlifting, it felt easy. Just do a program, get strong. And the second year into it, I'm like, oh, I want to hit this number. I want to do this. And then I just get hurt. And I'm like, what the f*** is going on?
Yeah. It's like you're making it stressful for yourself though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. It just put a lot of pressure on myself. But yeah, it's not going too bad. I think I'm going to compete in a competition next March time, somewhere around February, March, and try and beat what I did previously. But yeah, man, hopefully a bit less fat than I did last time as well.
Yeah, I bet. I don't know how you do it, mate. I don't know how you can just go to the gym and just lift, because it's, what is it, like deadlift, squat, bench press? It's
yeah, like that's
three
it.
Things. For me, that's a no-go. I can't think of all worse than doing that.
You'd be a beast though, you'd be a beast, man.
Probably. I enjoy the rugby pitch a lot more than the gym, I tell you that.
Yeah, I enjoyed both about the same, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not for me, that powerlifting business. The maddest thing is I was in the gym before and some guy came through in like a lycra, like he's in a wetsuit, but his arms are just dead in front of him.
Yeah.
Like, he could barely move on the bench press, and he literally moved it down like 3 centimetres and back up 3 centimetres. They all went absolutely mental.
Lost a bit of signal there. I think you were talking about it might have been equipped powerlifting that. Where his arms can't move.
Yeah, literally. He had like his arms dead straight, couldn't move, and he just like laid down, went down like 2 centimeters and back up, and everyone just lost it, mate. Everyone lost it.
Yeah. So that's equipped powerlifting.
Right.
So like what I do is raw powerlifting.
Right, so you actually go down.
Yeah. So there's equipped powerlifting, there's raw powerlifting, then there's something called, so in the equipped, there's called something called single ply and something called multiply.
Right.
And it's basically like on bench press, they'll wear like a mad thing that's essentially like a catapult.
Yeah.
If they're heavy enough, they probably can't even touch the chest.
Yeah.
And then like on the squat, they wear like what's called a squat suit, and he like kind of goes, it's like a big fucking, I don't even know, it's like a big leotard thing. Super, super strong, do you know what I mean? Like it'll probably add like, I don't know, 50 to 100 kilos to the lift. I don't know. I've never really experienced it, but like they use things like that, and they have like a deadlift suit as well, which adds like some kilos to the lift as well. And they can wear knee wraps where you tie them really tight and they ping you out the bottom as well. But that's equipped powerlifting. What I've done is raw powerlifting. So it's like, you still have to wear the lycra stuff, but it's not like it doesn't do out. It's just like you know what they kind of wearing like a wrestling in the Olympics, just like a lycra thing.
Like a vest thing all in one.
Yeah, and then you can wear knee sleeves, which is like a neoprene knee sleeve thing, almost like a wetsuit material on the knee.
Yeah.
And then you can wear like wrist wraps, but you can't wear nothing else in the one I, or a belt, you can wear that in the one I do.
I don't understand why, if you're going to go into powerlifting, surely it's meant to be for the man that's got power, not the suit that's got power.
Yeah, well, this is it. I think this is why the raw powerlifting, the one that I do, there's so many more people that do it now. Like 20 years ago, raw powerlifting wasn't really a thing. Or it might be like 20, 25 years ago. It wasn't really a thing. It was all just the equipped thing. And like no one really, I don't think it was very popular, but like that's the only powerlifting there was.
Yeah.
No, since there's been like a big boom of this raw powerlifting like last 10 years, it's like, it's super popular now. Obviously not as popular as like your main sports like rugby and football and stuff, but in the UK, but like, yeah, loads of people do it because it's a bit more like you can actually relate to it because it's just like what you can lift with a belt on and stuff.
Yeah. It seems to make more sense to do it that way instead of having a robotic suit on that's going to lift it for you.
Yeah. It's not as bad. I don't want to bad mouth it too much because it's like, I think the guys that do that, they've got a screw loose as well because they lift some mad weights and they've got to still have that weight on the back. And I think the idea with them is if they go like, say like if they like go a little bit too much on their heels,
yeah,
that weight's just going to crush them. Do you know what I mean? So the idea is it's a lot about skill with them.
It sounds like you're backing up now. You said you don't want a bad mouth, but you've gone incredibly red and it sounds like you're backtracking now.
Nah. I do prefer the raw stuff. I do prefer the raw thing. I ain't tried equipped. I don't think it's for me. Like you say, it is. I think it does appeal more to just actually lift it yourself.
Yeah. So when you're doing all your powerlifting stuff, are you like in a team? Do you have like a bunch of people that you train with all the time when you do it? So it's like, or is it just like an individual thing?
Yeah, it's an individual thing. If you get to like, so there's different federations. I think if you get to like the, like represent your country, I think you go as like a team then.
Yeah.
But until that point, no, there is like different, say for example, there's like powerlifting clubs at different gyms across the UK and stuff. And like, they'll probably get together and go to a comp or they might all get coached by the same guy or something. But I just did my own coaching and go myself.
Standard YouTube videos.
That's it, man. I just go on my own, man. And then same for, I've had like a coach for a short period of time earlier this year, like a few months, and it was good to learn from someone else.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'm a bit too much of a control freak, so I'll probably be doing my own.
Yeah, I just don't know how you can do it, man. I don't think you can stick in the gym all day. I used to hate going, when we were back in the academy days, I used to live in the gym. I used to hate the smell of it. I used to hate how cold it was. I used to do my head in. I don't know how you can do it, man.
Yeah, but it's different. I think, I don't know, man. It's what I've grown up with, though, isn't it? I've always liked it. And I think the cool thing I enjoy about the powerlifting side of things, it's all on you. But two, you know when you're getting better.
Yeah.
It's like obvious because there's more kilograms on the bar.
Yeah.
Like there's no discrepancy of like, yeah, I mean, you don't really need other people's opinions to a certain degree. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, all right, my deadlift's gone up 10 kilos. Sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you've played rugby. Obviously, you played rugby as a team sport and now you're doing this powerlifting thing. What do you prefer better, team sports or individual sports?
That's a hard one, that.
Yeah, because I've always had my opinion that team sport's better because if something goes wrong, it's not just your fault. But if you're doing something on your own, it's all on you.
Yeah, but then again, there's also a great feeling to know that if something goes right, it's all on you as well.
Yeah, true.
Like the benefit of like the singular sport. I don't know, you know. One benefit to team sports that I really do like is you can get like people get the most out of each other. You know, like when someone, if you've got someone on your team that you really respect and they get in your head about something, you can do something mad that you didn't think you could do yourself and you can end up like pulling something out of the bag and it can like, you can be better because of other people as well. Do you know what I mean? And hopefully you can have that same impact on others. With the singular sport, you can still have that if you've got the right training partners, but I haven't really found a training partner that's stuck around for a long enough time yet.
I'm not surprised, but I've seen you train before. I wouldn't stick around either.
I think you'd rate it, mate. Yeah, I think powerlifting, you wouldn't mind it. I don't think you'd mind it.
Mate, I wouldn't mind it, but my back would mind it, I tell you that.
Nah. If you had some good coaching, you'd be all right. Let me coach, you'd be fine.
It's not for me.
Doesn't appeal.
I'd rather go out and start smashing people about and ragging people about. That appeals to me.
Yeah. To be fair, you got a contrast going on, ain't you? So either smashing people about or being one with nature.
Mate, people have said to me, like, I hope this is going to change you on the rugby field now. I'm thinking, not a chance. There's no way. It's a whole different man.
You need your yin and your yang, don't you, mate?
Yeah, mate, it's a whole different man. I can't control him.
Nah. How's your rugby been going?
It's all right, man. It's been tough with COVID stuff. We haven't been able to train. We had, like, 9 months off.
You guys won't be able to play, will you, until... Are they playing when the ticket sales come back on, or what? How's it working with the season?
I think they're pushing it back to end of March. I think they're pushing it back a month.
Yeah.
But then the World Cup's at the end of the year, so they can't push it back too far or something.
Right.
So I ain't got a clue what's going to happen. It's all different. I see, like, amateur can play now, can't they?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, Panthers have had a game, but I think it's all politics and stuff with, like, money and stuff like that, innit, when you get to that level, so I don't know what's going on, me, really.
Yeah, mad, man, mad. Are you still being training, then?
Yeah, we've been getting roasted, man.
Oh, really?
Run some more, man.
Fuck me. Extended pre-season.
Mate, yeah, because you can only train, like, twice a week because of the COVID stuff.
Yeah, triple-length pre-season's going on.
Mate, we've been running, I tell you that.
Yeah, wow.
I'll be a long-distance runner after this pre-season. It's madness. Yeah,
that's one thing I don't miss.
Do you do no cardio anymore? Or just your standard uphill bodybuilder walk?
No. I don't do that. To be fair, mate, I don't do a right lot. Like, through lockdown, I actually did. Through the first lockdown, I actually did a HIIT class twice a week.
Oh, yeah, you'll be running, won't you? Yeah, yeah.
No, that HIIT class, it was just in my living room.
Oh.
There was, like, burpees, like, you know, just, like mountain climbers, all sorts of, like, bodyweight stuff.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
that through the first lockdown. But, nah, like, something that I just tend to stick to is just I have a stationary bike. It's, like, a little exercise bike.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, the days, like, I'll lift weights 4 days a week. And then the other 3 days, I'll just jump on that for, like, 20, 30 minutes and just flush legs out.
Mate, it's all right if you're in your house, isn't it? So yeah. You just set TV up and just go.
Yeah, cushy, mate. Just bang YouTube on and just get on. Watch something I'm interested in, bang a podcast on or something, and just...
Yeah, see, honest. What's your take on CrossFit versus, like, normal training?
It depends what you consider normal training, but
training for me is just going to the gym, doing like 8 different exercises, and going home.
Yeah, so it depends what perspective you're coming from. So, like, in terms of, it's a hard one to answer. When I first heard about it, I was like 15 years old, and obviously that was 11 years ago, and I just thought, what's this dumb shit? Do you know what I mean? Like, when I first saw it, I thought, hang on a minute. So they're trying to do, like, dead complex, and there is an element of this what I still like, think it's a bit crazy that. Where they're doing, like, dead complex, like, potentially dangerous exercises like snatches, clean and jerks, and they're doing them, do you know what I mean? Like, bars over the head, like, really technical, like, heavy lifts. But they're going for, like, 1,000 meter run as fast as they can just before they do it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're running in, like, obviously, but no, I think the way it's progressed, and, like, now I've, like, looked, like, watched a bit more on it, I think it is quite a cool, like, sport, really. There's the sport element of it, isn't there? And then there's just, like, the training element, that where people go to the gym and just train together, because it is, like, actually a high level sport now, isn't it? They have, like, the CrossFit Games and everything, and there's some proper athletes.
Yeah, I'd say it was a sport, not just like a hobby thing. I'd say it's like a full on. It's got its own bracket for sport.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's like a respect. I'd say it's, well, with most people I speak to, I'd respect it as like an actual sport now. But yeah, it's unique. It's kind of like the idea of being the fittest on earth, isn't it? And I think before, like I said, I think I was a bit ignorant, didn't really know much about it, and I just thought this is stupid. But like now, I'd say CrossFit's, I'd say it's pretty cool. I'd say it's still not for me, and I still think, like, I'd still prefer to, if I was going to obviously do the sport, I'd do the sport. You'd have no choice.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, if I wanted to train someone just to be, like, generally fit all around, I wouldn't have them do sprinting into weightlifting, into doing it all in the same workout.
Yeah,
you
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Separate it out. You'd do skill stuff. You'd do strength based stuff, and then you'd go do your conditioning stuff as well. Almost like how you train for rugby. Do you know what I mean? How you train a professional athlete for a sport like that. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, it's crazy. In terms of how I compare it to, like, normal training in the gym, I don't think you can compare it. I think if it's just for enjoyment's sake and getting people active, I think pick your poison, pick what you like.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I think people equally, just like how someone could do CrossFit wrong and do it like an idiot and have terrible technique, someone could go into the gym and do terrible technique and hurt themselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think it's kind of, it's hard to compare.
Yeah, I prefer CrossFit a lot more to normal gym. A lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's the normal gym is just, I'm laying on a bench doing 8 reps, sitting down for 2 minutes, doing 8 reps. When CrossFit, like when down at JD that I go to, I get on like the ski erg.
Yeah.
So like 200 meter ski erg, then 10 box jumps, 10 kettlebell swings or whatever, and just keep going around like 10 times. It's so much more fun for me than just lifting a normal weight.
Yeah, so that I think the idea of that is quite good. I think that I'd consider that like, I wouldn't even consider that necessarily CrossFit. I consider that more like a just like a metabolic conditioning, a circuit type thing. And I think them exercises there, the risk of injury that's associated with like the negative stuff of CrossFit isn't there as bad. Do you know what I mean? Like a kettlebell swing is pretty simple. A box jump's pretty simple and ski erg simple. And I think that's pretty cool. Do you know what I mean? And less injury risk, and it's a good way to get some like conditioning in it.
Yeah, I guess now for all by it won't be CrossFit really, because CrossFit's more of them swinging pull-ups, clean and jerk and stuff like that, isn't it? So yeah, I guess it's like a middle ground.
Yeah, exactly. But it has popularized, like CrossFit has made that type of training that you've just described there that you've done more popular anyway. So it probably, without CrossFit, I think a lot, there won't be probably, I don't know if ski ergs would be in most gyms. Do you know what
I mean? Yeah.
It probably has done some good stuff for a lot of people. And like, to be fair, there's probably a lot of people that wouldn't have bothered training if CrossFit wasn't there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably been like a great, it's probably like saving grace for like a lot of people that just wouldn't have bothered training because they weren't interested. Like yourself, you say, you're not bothered about, you know what I mean, going in and just like lifting weights and then going for a run on a treadmill. You'd rather play rugby or do something like varied and intense like that.
Yeah.
So I think for a lot of people, the introduction of CrossFit's been good because it's actually made people want to do stuff.
Have you watched the documentaries on Netflix and that?
I have watched one or two, but like years ago.
Mate, they're class.
5 years ago, I think I watched one of like, I'm sure I watched something on Rich Froning or whatever. Do you
remember? Yeah, you know, like, he was the man back in the day, I think, yeah.
I think he was like the original Don of CrossFit, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the man. He was the man.
Yeah, so I've seen like a couple of things and like, yeah, and there's another guy called Matt Fraser, isn't there?
He's the Don now.
Yeah, he's sick, yeah. And I watched a thing on YouTube about him. But I think any sport at like the highest level, I think I have respect for it, do you know what I mean?
Mate, the stuff their body's doing is not, it's not human what they're doing.
Yeah. The thing is, they're not even that big, a lot of the guys. I thought they were huge, but they're all like 5'7", 80-something kilo blokes, aren't they?
Yeah. I thought they were all tall. Guys. Yeah. Mate, there's little bundles of power, man.
Yeah, just absolute little machines, aren't they?
Yeah, it's mad when they're doing like, I think they watched one where they did like a kilometre swim into like running on the beach and then kettlebell swings. I'm thinking, who's doing this? Who's doing this? This is madness.
No, I think I watched one of them and it looks, people are kicking each other in the head and shit, aren't they? It gets nasty.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's got a full gear. It's like got its own mini Olympics now, isn't it? It's madness. People absolutely love it. And then people that love CrossFit. They'll buy into everything that they do.
Yeah.
So it's good, really, as like a business. They've killed it, really.
Yeah, they have, yeah. I think people actually have to pay to have their gym with the CrossFit name as well, don't they? They have to pay like an affiliation thing as well.
Yeah, you have to go on the official CrossFit course, I think.
Yeah. So they're making coin. And then apart from the owner made like a racist comment, didn't he?
Oh, God, no. God,
he made a racist comment earlier this year on Twitter. And everyone went mad. Everyone went mental. People started changing the gym names and started taking on the CrossFit thing and everything.
Really? I'll have to look into that. I didn't know. I've not heard know about it.
Yeah, he made some like mad comment.
Ah.
Oh, shit. He said something mental, but I can't remember what he said, but it was like, it was fucked up and people aren't happy.
Mate, the owner, the guy that runs it looks like such a nice guy as well. Would not expect this of him.
Kind of like longish hair.
Yeah, like black long hair.
Yeah, dark hair, yeah.
Yeah. Mad. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he said something fucked up.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, bad dude, man.
I'll have to have a look into it. Diet's another thing I want to speak to you about.
Yeah, go because for it.
The way that I diet, right? So if I'm going back into pre-season from like 3 weeks before it, I'll just diet down like mad. Like I'll have no carbs for like 3 weeks and just do loads of exercise. And obviously I'll drop weight, but then obviously it's not like a healthy way to sustain weight loss. I'm just doing it. So when I get on them scales at rugby, I'm low and I'm not in fat club.
Yeah, right. Okay, I see what you mean. And that's kind of like an issue within the social side of rugby, that as well. Like the whole like pressure of not being in the fat club and having to do extra conditioning and stuff and the punishment you get for that. But yeah, I wouldn't say that's a good way to lose the weight either. So, So basically, just to put that out there, I'm not a performance nutritionist or anything like that.
Cover your back.
I've done my fair share of reading and listening. So basically the most readable form of nutrients when you're doing any sort of exercise is carbohydrate.
Ah.
Especially intense exercise.
Ah.
Like if you want to fuel your training, you best have some carbs.
Yeah.
So we've got like what makes like the basic, the most basic stuff about nutrition is basically you've got calories, which kind of drives the fat loss off or the fat gain effect. So either weight loss or weight gain is basically just dictated by how much calories you have. Then you've got protein, which basically recovers muscle, helps you keep full, stuff like that. Then you've got fats, which helps regulate hormones. And you only need a certain amount of fats. You don't need loads and loads and loads. You just have enough to regulate hormones, which is like, I think it's 0.33 times body weight. So it's like, say if you weigh, say if someone weighed 100, I'll do this quick. Say if someone weighed 100 pounds, they'd have 33 grams of fat.
Mate, the science that goes behind it, the knowledge that you lot have got about dieting and stuff is mad, because I just eat.
Yeah, but then, so then there's proteins, there's fats, and there's carbs. These three things make up calories. Carbohydrates is the most important for performance. So if you're a performance athlete, if you're playing rugby, cutting out carbs is dumb, in my opinion.
Yeah. I just know if you don't eat carbs, you lose weight.
You're not the first guy that's told me that who was playing at a good level of rugby that said, oh yeah, I'm just going low carbs.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? No. But it's...
What is the right way then? What did you do? What did you drop out?
So what I'd do... One thing that I do with pretty much all my clients when they first come on is have them download MyFitnessPal now. Have you used MyFitnessPal before?
Is that the one where you scan barcodes and put your food in and stuff?
Yeah. The idea isn't, I'm not saying people should use MyFitnessPal for the rest of their life. I just think it's a really good tool to help people understand what goes in the body.
Yeah.
Every time you put something on MyFitnessPal, it'll tell you how much protein's in it, how much carbs are in it, how much fats and the overall calories. So what I actually would do, if say, for example, in your scenario and you wanted to drop some weight for pre-season, I'd say track your regular diet for a week, MyFitnessPal. Have a look what you eat regular in terms of calories. And then I'd say take 300 calories off that and you'll be in a deficit to lose maybe a pound a week. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then what I'd do with them calories that you're going to then have is I'd say do whatever you weigh, whatever your body weight is in pounds, have that in protein, in grams.
In a day or a week?
Per day. So this is daily intake. So say, for example, you weigh 200 pounds, I'd say have roughly 200 grams of protein.
All right, I get you.
And that can be like 10% either way. It depends how like fat or heavy, like I mean, fat or lean someone is. If someone's leaner, probably go a bit lower percentage in terms of protein. A bit higher. If someone's fatter, obviously not all that body weight's going to be like muscle and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Useful mass, you know what I mean? So say for example, someone's a chubby 200 pounds, they could probably have 180 grams of protein a day.
Yeah.
And then in terms of fat, I'd probably go a third of their body weight in terms of fat. So if they weigh 200 pounds, probably have 60 grams of fat. Probably get away with a little bit less because I think it's really, you could do it off lean body mass, which is obviously, you can't really figure that out unless you do like body fat percentage
using calories
and all this stuff. So probably around 60 grams of fat, maybe a bit less. And then the rest of your calories, you'd have it from carbohydrate.
Right.
And that's it.
What's sugar come into? Because I was looking about sugar before and it's just a devil thing, isn't it? You don't want any sugar in you.
No. If people start saying something's the devil, usually it's bullshit.
Ah.
Usually it's like a middle ground. Like I wouldn't tell you to go have all your calories from sugar. So it's going to be pretty useless and you're not going to get much like vitamins or micronutrients. You're not going to get enough fats to regulate hormones. You're not going to get enough protein a day. But I wouldn't say sugar's the devil.
Nah.
If anything, I'd say before and after you train, sugar's probably a useful thing to have.
Right. I used to get a Monster on the way to training. That's what before.
Right, a Monster. Is it the sugar-free one or the one with sugar in?
It's the white one. I think it's sugar-free.
Yeah, sugar-free, that one. See, that's just some caffeine. Yeah, so that's like 150 milligrams of caffeine, that.
Right.
And that's like all right to have before training. Like, I don't see a problem with that necessarily. Before a game, though, like, do you have, like, same thing before a game?
Before the game, I have, like, do you have the medium-sized Red Bull?
Yeah.
I have one of them, and then we have this stuff at rugby. It's like a powder. And
yeah.
I have, like, one of them, and boy, my face is itchy, my arms are itchy.
Oh, like beta. I think that's the beta alanine, that, mate. That's
I don't know what it does.
But they give you pre-workout at rugby?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's mad. See, I suppose it's all just about performance. On game day, it's all just about performance, isn't it? The thing is, in my experience with pre-workouts and, yeah, I mean, using caffeine, because I use it in the gym to lift weights.
Yeah.
Which is good because it's gonna help performance, do you know what I mean? It's really well proven. But in terms of like a full rugby match, I'd think in that entire game, it's going to wear off towards the end, isn't it?
And
you
probably
the caffeine's probably going to help you for a little bit, but like the thing is with caffeine and a lot of stimulants is when you kind of like go up, you're going to come down as well. So I'd even be likely to say don't even bother, because I think nerves and stuff is already going to give you some like good energy before you train, before you play anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, we have like this when they bring water on and stuff. There's ones that have got bands on them. They've got like carbs in them and stuff like that.
Yeah, carbs and electrolytes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
having that during a game makes like plenty of sense. Caffeine before a game, I think. Like I used to do it in. I used to have like black coffees and that before I played and that. But like ultimately, I think it just made me go to the bathroom and make me feel even more fucking nervous and I worked up before I played. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, we were like 14 when we were playing. We were having black coffee before a 14-year-old game.
No. I played again at college. Didn't I, for a little bit.
Oh yeah.
I played again at college for a little bit, but I don't think caffeine before a game rugby, I don't think it's necessarily the best idea.
I think it's all in your head as well. When you have it, you feel like you've got energy, so you're ready to go.
Yeah, true. And to be fair, that is a powerful thing in itself.
Yeah.
Like when people say it's all in your head, well, it's like, well, if it is all in my head, if it works, it works. Do you know what I mean?
Serious.
There's an element of that as well. But yeah, in terms of the nutrition side of things, yeah, carbs are important for rugby, man. And pretty much every sport.
Tell me about your PT business and how it goes, because you do that online coaching and stuff as well, don't you?
Yeah. So basically, I offer online coaching and I offer one-to-one personal training. Now, people that come for me for one-to-one personal training, they get all the perks of online coaching as well. The way I do the online coaching is I basically get someone to, anyone that's interested, just drop me a message on Instagram or you can send me an email.
What is your Instagram?
My Instagram is cjsummers.training. And my email is cjsummers.training@gmail.com. And basically, just send me an email and say you want to get started. Or even if you just want to ask me some questions, what I'll have people do now is I have people jump on a call with me and I'll speak to them for like 15, 20 minutes. If they don't got much time, 5 or 10 minutes. And then I kind of just like talk them through how I do things, ask them about them, previous injuries, stuff like that. And then from there, send them a form out. And then from there, we just get cracking. Training, diet, job lot, weekly check-ins. And they can basically just message me whenever they like, and I'll always respond within 24 hours.
I've seen like on your feed, you've jumped on some of my positive stuff. I've seen you doing some talks to cameras and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. So that's what I started doing in lockdown.
Yeah.
In the first lockdown, started doing a lot more of the kind of camera stuff, which I actually don't mind.
Yeah. It's all right if you're comfortable with it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. The thing that gets me is doing fucking... What people don't see is that there's 15 takes.
Yeah.
There's 100%. So many takes before I get it. I were actually buzzing the other day. The one that I did the other day on the snowball effect, that was the first time I've done one in one take.
Mate, I find it hard to speak. As soon as the camera goes on me, my mind just goes blank.
Yeah, that happens all the time. Like, I think for me, the more better prepared I am to do my videos, the better I do it.
Mate, I just go blank regardless. Just go blank. It takes about 12 times to do an Instagram story.
Does it? To be fair, like, I think for me, I used to do like drama and stuff, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, true.
Like, I did like drama at GCSE, then at college, I did a bit of theatre studies and that, so I had to do loads of crazy stuff. So it wasn't the aspect of actually speaking in front of people and that. I'm kind of excited to do it in a way, really.
Mate, they're good, the videos you do. I've watched a few of them. They are good. I enjoy watching them.
Oh, cheers, man.
It's good just to give like people little bite-sized chunks of brain food and stuff like that, just get you thinking, you put yourself into like a trance, so when you get a little idea, someone will say something, and then like after watching your video, I'll be thinking about it for hours.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's mint, man. Fucking buzz into it. Yeah, it's one of them. I try to make them as short as I can, really. Because sometimes I can drag them on a bit, or at least I did in the first bit, but it turns out I talk quite fast, so I can manage to get them down in under 60 seconds if
Yeah. So if you don't want it too short because you don't give enough information, but if it's too long, people are just going to scroll straight past you.
That's it, man. That's it.
It's got that sweet spot in it.
That's it, man. That's what I've learned. That's it, man.
So what are you doing with... So what's your plans now for the rest of lockdown?
So basically just keep... So over this one that we've just done there, this lockdown that's just kind of finished, even though we're still in tier 3 round.
Oh, yeah, we have finished, haven't we? I forgot you even finished.
We're still like in some form of lockdown.
We're still in it, yeah.
Gym's open last Wednesday. So basically just keep building my business, man.
Yeah, like that's the goal.
Yeah, that's it. So like I was as busy as I wanted to be before this last lockdown being. And through this one, as always around Christmas time, kind of a couple of clients drop off anyway, just lack of motivation, not really aligning what they're doing with their reason why, like I said before. Ultimately, people that didn't really want it enough. And then what I'm doing is just basically filling them slots now, just getting people, more people in. And another thing that I'm doing at the minute is that I'm kind of pretty excited about is I'm doing a course, online course with Pro Sport Physiotherapy.
All right.
So I don't know if you know that. Have you heard of Dave O'Sullivan?
Is he a physio?
He was a physio at Giants for a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I was there when he was there, yeah.
Oh, Irish guy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like, I think he's England physio now, or he has been England physio. It's on the front of his book anyway. He's there with Sam Burgess.
Ah.
But basically, they do like an online mentorship, which is like, it's not always been online, but through COVID, it's become like an online thing. And it's basically a course that strength coaches can do, personal trainers can do, physios, osteopaths, anyone that's in like the fitness industry can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, like, just learn how to fix people, basically, using their method. So I've jumped on that. So I've been doing that for the last 2.5-3 weeks, and I'm looking to finish that hopefully in the next 10 weeks. So that's something I'm excited about, to add like another string to my bow, so I can actually fix my clients when they're getting pain and stuff.
Mate, that's what I was just trying to think of the expression "spring to a bow." I was going to say it sounds smart, that you just said it before me.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Just keep learning, man. Just keep absorbing information. I think as we get older, people think they know everything and they don't want to learn about what else, and they're scared to learn about what else. So we're only 26, 27. We've got hella years in front of us, and people want to stop learning already.
No, you can't do that. Can't do that. Jesus.
It's mad, isn't it?
No, man, I must listen to a podcast every day of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to or read something every single day, mate.
Man, I need to read more, mate. I don't read at all because I'm just super slow at it.
Yeah, to be fair, like, I'm quite a slow reader, and I only actually started reading books. I managed to finish my first degree without reading any books. without finishing a full book.
Yeah, yeah.
I just had to read little bits, but I managed to finish my first degree without reading any books. Then between that and my second degree, I started reading that summer, and I just picked up a book that was actually interesting. It was through training and stuff. And then that was 2016, and it's only from there where I've actually been properly reading. Now, this year, I actually got into Audible.
Yeah, I've got it, yeah.
Yeah, so I only got into that in like July, and fucking hell, it's a game changer, isn't it?
It's class,
like,
isn't it?
It went from taking me like 2 months to finish a book to like finishing a book in a week.
Yeah, yeah, it's classic. I used to go on a bike ride, but you just plug it in.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah, it's class, mate. What have you been reading?
I'm on the last Anne Middleton's one at the minute.
What's that then?
It's, Anne Middleton from SAS Who Dares Wins.
Yes, yeah.
Him, he's got like, his one's called The Fear Bubble and one's called something else, but he's just got a brand new one that's just come out. So I'm like just halfway through that one at the minute. They're pretty good. It's all mindset stuff and like it's about his life and all how he comes through like troubles and stuff like that. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's classic. Pretty much very similar to the kind of stuff I've been listening to, really. Mindset stuff.
Yeah, it's classic. When you're with a book and say if you're on your bike, like you focus on listening. Yeah. I don't have to explain it. You focus on listening because even though you're riding the bike, you're focusing on listening. You take it in properly. And I guess reading, you take it in properly. When you watch like telly all the time, it just don't go in because you pick your phone up and you're doing something else on that at the same time.
Exactly, man. You get distracted, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You get distracted by stupid scrolling on Instagram or something.
Yeah, trust me. Did you get that thing on your phone that says you have used X amount of time on your screen this week?
Yeah, I've actually set a cap on my Instagram now. On my Instagram and Facebook. Yeah, yeah. So it'll turn up. So I've already hit it today and it'll say, after like, if I do 45 minutes in a day now, it'll say you have got 15 minutes left of Instagram for the day. So I've put a cap on it.
It just goes off?
It just says like, it just stops you from going on, but you can still go past it. But like, it's definitely helped me because I was spending way too much time doing that. It just gets distracting from like, I'd find myself doing an important task, like writing a client's program, and then like my phone would go off and like I'd message like someone back. And then I just find myself 10 minutes later on Instagram, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I've put that on now and it's just to stop me from basically wasting my time.
Yeah, you can't waste some time on your phone as well.
100%, 100%. You don't feel any better for it. Do you know what I mean? You just go into a little rabbit hole sometimes.
Yeah, just watching random videos.
That's it. It's not the one.
Man, I spent half an hour watching someone make a samurai sword with LED lights in it the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, madness, mate, madness. That's the kind of traps that I tried to not get caught into. But I suppose if it's something you're interested in, it's like, it's different, isn't it, I suppose?
Mate, they got me on clickbait. As soon as I saw a samurai sword of a light, I'm like, I'm going to have to watch it now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you kind of got to, yeah, it's tough. But nah, definitely, that's definitely something I'd recommend. just to help with productivity, putting a cap on it, big time.
I'll have to look into it, mate. I didn't even know you could do it.
Yeah, you can. I can't remember how I did it, man, but you can do it, yeah. You can go, it's on your settings somewhere.
Yeah, all right, I'll have a look for it. Thanks to you for coming on. It's been, been a good episode, man. Good information, man.
No, buzzing to be on, mate. Buzzing to be on. Hopefully I didn't talk too much rubbish.
I will let the people decide.
Yeah, awesome, mate.
All right, nice one, lad. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, cheers, bro. Speak to you in a bit.
All right, bye.